Hello.
Hi, Matthew. It's Sheer from Family First. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I am, did you get my message? I got the monthly statement. It's from December till, no, sorry, it's from 6 months ago. It's, so that'd be what, I think it's from three,
Okay.
six. Okay, so, at the end of the month, I get my SSI statements. That's the only thing that's over $500. So it's only going to be like six statements. You just want me to write it in ink and put it on a piece of paper and send it to you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, the idea is that you have to go through every statement, Matthew, and find any withdrawal or deposit over 500. If it's like that, then you
Yeah, I don't
need
have
to.
any over 500 besides the deposit.
Are
Them
you
show me 500 and I've never taken
sure
500
from 2020? You're sure?
But yeah, I hate to admit it, but yeah, I've never, I just haven't been financially so sound even doing anything like that. I mean, I've had 300, 200, stuff like that, but I've never had a $500, $500. I've never pulled
Have you
$500 out.
deposited? Okay,
Only the government. Only the government has. When the government shows
that
my
needs to be
money.
explained, Matthew.
So how do I explain it? Like, I don't understand what you want me to do.
So you really go through every year, every month, and every month that there was a deposit of
I
over
just started that.
500.
Okay, so it's going to be easy to explain, but who do I explain it to? Like, what are you saying? Like, I should write down a piece of paper and put,
Literally,
like,
yeah. Yeah.
so I put, hi, I'm Matthew Dalbell.
What was
What?
that?
Like, you're saying explain it to who? And what form? Like, how do I explain that? Like,
Okay, so
you're
the county needs an explanation. And how it
okay,
works
so
is that they get the paperwork, but if there's no explanation, even if it says it, it doesn't work for them. They have to put it in, okay? They have to put in the data. So if you give them, let's say, a form, any blank form, and next to it it says, okay, 2020, January 1st, deposit of 1,400 Social Security, that's what they need to see. You have to write that down on a list. If it's something that you're unable to do and you're having a hard time, send me the bank statements and I can do it.
Well, I emailed the bank statements over to you. That was you, right? I emailed that over to you. Like,
Yeah.
remember the other day when you asked me to go to
Yeah.
the, yeah. So, I mean, it's only, like I said, it's on, if you could do that would be great. But it's
Thing
only,
is,
it's over to Sports, whatever, that's what they emailed it to you. And if you look at the monthly statements at the very end, it'll say, SSI, SSA. SSI is 300, SSA is 600. So that's the only time there'll be a deposits for something like that. And at the very end is a month. There's a monthly state. There's a monthly what's name? You'll see. It's only 6 months. I wouldn't be getting it for like 6 months. So it makes this rather easy actually because I wouldn't be getting it for like 5, 6 months. Before that, I was in active addiction, so I was having, I didn't really keep a lot of money around. You know what I mean? Like, I was just doing this, that, the other.
Right,
So fortunately for us, in this process, it's a good thing because there's not much work to be done. But you know what I mean? It's pretty easily, tallied up.
So I have the Social Security Administration, I have the Citizens Bank account. I'm looking at it now. Let me see what year I have it from.
It's only going to be like from 24. No, the bank account will be from 24, but the only thing you're looking for is from like, oh, 6 months ago.
Matthew, what happened with 2020 to 2024?
I
What
don't
did
have a
you
bank
describe
account.
about that?
I never had a
Okay.
bank account.
All right, so you're going to need a letter explaining that. I'm going to try and do that now. Okay. Okay, what's the last thing? Let me see here.
Sorry.
All right, it says here on February 3rd, what year? 2025. You have a deposit of 500.
That's from the government.
Doesn't say that. Okay.
Yeah, because it's not the only time I would ever get anything.
All right. This is the kind of thing that needs an explanation.
Okay. It doesn't say SSI, SSI?
It just says nothing. That's what I'm saying. This is something you have to go through, really, and if you see that it says it, you have to write. You have to write it.
All right. Well, I'm telling you. Yeah, that's gonna be few and far between. I'm telling you. Like, if you fail, like you said you found that one right there. I guarantee you there's not more than one more, if there's even one more. Because I don't even know where that one came from. That must have been Christmas. Maybe my brother, maybe my brother sent me something for Christmas. Maybe something like that. But it's the only thing I can think of. And that, like I said, we're only dealing with not even but 2 years worth of bank statements. So, you know, and 6 months worth of SSI. So it's not really much. Except my eyesight and my whatever, I have to have such trouble even looking through that stuff. With everything I'm going through right now, it would be a quick task for me to go through all that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you had a withdrawal of $500 on...
rent. If you see any withdrawals for that, it's for rent.
Okay.
So how are you going to explain it? Just for rent.
Okay.
I just give you permission to write that. If you see anything for any a big amount of money, the only time I would withdraw a big amount of money would be for rent. That would be the only thing.
You have 637.
That's what they sent me.
Okay, that's the deposit. Government. Okay.
Yep.
You need an award. You needed a hardship letter explaining that you had no bank account.
How do I do that?
I'm going to do it for you. I just need permission to write down your signature.
Yep. Please, go ahead.
All right. So besides for this, what else did you have to submit that you were getting?
A word letter, but I gave you that. They emailed that over to, you know, in the form. I don't know what's the name.
Okay. So the hardship letter, you didn't have any account from 2020.
Nope, none. It's my first bank account. It started not even 2 years ago, but a year and a half ago.
You have a burial account?
No.
All right, do you have a life insurance?
No. None of it. No car.
All right, thank you. Fine, I'm going to go ahead and just write out this letter now. And then I'll send everything into the county today. What's your Social Security?
All right, ready? 180-66-5507.
All right, fine. I'm going to go ahead and do this right now.
All right, great.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.